proof, proof, timeline, screenshots, fucking everything to prove
everything.
That you are a bully and a troll.
Was it Reality Von Teeth?
3, 2, 1. Hello.
Hello. Welcome back to Messy Pod, season 5, episode I forgot now. It's been a couple weeks now. It's been a few weeks. It's been like 3 weeks. It's been 3 weeks. It's been 3 weeks. It's been 3 weeks. It's been 3 weeks. I think it's been 3 weeks. It's been 3 weeks. I think it's been 3 weeks. It's been 3 weeks.
3.5?
3.5, maybe. I don't know.
I've made a decision.
What?
It's big.
What's? We know it's big. We know it's big, girls.
I've made a decision for this year.
What?
I put these on to make it dramatic.
Mm-hmm. He's taking off his sunglasses. He's grabbing my hand.
I've decided to become hot again. Bitch, what do you mean? I've decided to become gorgeous once again.
Once again?
The age of the falling apart, done.
Done.
She's gone.
Now it's hot girl 24.
Depression? Addiction? Last year.
That's so 23.
That is so yesterday. So yesterday. I woke up today. The cloud has gone. It's really weird. It feels like I'm a fourth of the weight, which is a lie. Gained a lot of weight. Gained a lot of weight this year.
And that's why you're happy.
And I've decided to look at this hair. My hair's back.
Your hair's back. It's thicker now. It's gotten thicker.
Thank you. I literally had surgery for that.
Yeah,
so
I was
like,
the surgeons weren't lying, because there was a period of time where it was pretty thin. I was like, what is this pubic hair growing out of your head?
Bitch, feel that bounce. Bitch, feel. He's feeling my bounce.
Did you put pomade in it or something?
No, that's just my hair.
That's just your hair?
No, it is. It's pomade in it. Okay. But like, I did it. But like, it's curly. Look at this. But I'm getting a
have your moment.
And now I'm getting it cut. So I am getting it cut. I'm going to be hot again this year. What's okay. happening?
What the fuck?
What's happening?
Sorry.
What's happening? So if you guys don't know, we are currently live.
Yes.
We're still doing live. This is our second live.
Mm-hmm.
Currently, no one's on the chat.
It says one person is viewing, but they're not commenting. They said, no, thank you.
No, but that's fine. That's fine. We don't need y'all to comment. This is like for your own viewing pleasure.
Mm-hmm. Can they hear us?
Oh, God. Yes, Mac.
I don't fucking know. No, whatever.
No, listen, this is not another thing for you to distract. Yeah, I don't want.
Whatever.
Imagine I don't want to hurt you.
Not even connected.
They'll let us know.
Whatever.
They'll let us know. This is a new thing we're doing for our members. You know, for the price of a cup of coffee, you get to watch us live when we film. If you were watching, this is why you guys should watch, because we're live for like 10 minutes before we actually went live.
Mm-hmm.
Mac got doxxed.
Almost twice. Literally almost twice in 1 minute.
I love Jacob. But those are reasons why you guys get to see like the little pre-Kiki. Those are fun moments. And you guys get to see like what happens in between our segments. That's all. It's fun things. You get to see it live. You get to interact. It's a good time. It's a good time, girl. But yes, like think about it.
We were gonna
talk about resolutions.
We got things to talk about. Yeah, it's New Year's resolution.
We don't have to do resolutions. I want to do goals.
Goals?
I like goals.
Goals.
Goals for this pod.
Okay.
Goals for us.
Goals for us?
Because we are this pod.
We are goals.
We are goals.
We are goals.
Look at this. Hot again.
The girls are goals.
Yes.
Look at this hot again.
Look at this hot again. But like, we have the choice. Look at her.
She got curls and now suddenly she thinks she is Tyra Banks. Like,
yes.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm going to get a haircut. I want to go back to, you know, being a little bit of a Jersey douchebag. But we had a rough year. And this year will be good.
Had a rough couple years. Yeah. I hope. I want this year to be good. I want this year to be healthy for me.
No hoping.
It will.
It will.
It will.
So tell the pod. The beginning is where we catch up.
Okay.
What are you doing to make yourself better this year? Tell me about it. I got things to tell you, girl.
Okay. Well, first things first, she's being sober more. And that's the first step. You shook the whole table, girl.
Sorry. No. We're being sober more.
We're being sober more, and that's the first step. I'm taking it slow. I'm taking it one step at a time. That's my goal. Yes?
There's no one there, Jake.
No one there.
No, but thank you, Jake. Jake is going to be the chat moderator. That's it. Keep going, Matt. Keep going. Once people start chatting. Okay. Damn. Read by Jake. Keep going.
But yeah, I'm just trying to be sober more. That's my first step. I want to post more. I want to be more creative on my channel. I started realizing that maybe smoking weed every day wasn't really helping me with that. It wasn't helping me with my productivity. And so I'm trying to, you know, that's my first step. Just being more sober, being more present mentally and more clear.
I think you and I are the same person, but opposite.
What do you mean?
Like you, your problem was like, you were doing something that was slowing you down.
Mm-hmm.
I was doing something that was slowing me down because I was speeding up too fast and running out of fuel.
Running on E.
Coming into the studio
with the bright red nose. Being like, oh, what's happening?
Sometimes. Only when need be. I don't want to steal from you this year.
We had that conversation. It's okay. Yeah, it's okay.
Detective does it over here.
Found
some interesting things that I didn't pay Mac for last year.
He was actively just stealing from me, you know, casually, you know.
I didn't know.
Talking about how broke he is. And I'm like, wait a minute. I haven't seen a cent from this channel in 2 years. Yeah, what do you mean you're broke?
We don't make that much from this channel. You curse and you're gone. This podcast we make like $100 a video.
$100 a month.
Have y'all seen a brand? Have y'all heard from Raycon in like a hot minute?
We haven't, girl. We have not.
We gotta reach back out.
But
you know what the thing is?
Mm-hmm.
We could. We just don't.
We literally just don't. That's just so much work. Emailing people is so hard.
I'm gonna start doing it this year. I made a deck.
A deck. For the podcast?
For me and the podcast. I did. So whenever I pitch myself out to the brand, I also let them know that I have a podcast with this blah, 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 blah.
Okay. I've never made a deck in my entire life. I have management for that. Yeah.
Okay, well, you can have the management do it. But I'm with you on the sober thingy.
Mm-hmm.
I obviously can't be sober because of my chest. Oh, my God. I can't lean back. Look at my gut. I got to stop looking at myself.
Calm down.
I'm doing sober-ish. I'm only drinking on my channel.
Okay.
And that's it.
Congrats.
Otherwise, I'm going out more. I'm going out more. I'm being more social. I'm going back to the gym, mm-hmm. taking care of myself. I have health insurance.
Finally?
Bitch. I got health
insurance. You got health insurance? You got a primary care physician?
That's why I need this ad.
You got a primary care physician?
I do. You know what that means? We're finally going to see Medicated Mike.
Medicated Mike.
Now we've all seen me on drugs. Now imagine me on Lexapro. Now.
I'd rather not. Lexapro like, makes you slow, right?
Anti-anxiety.
Yeah, it makes you like calm.
But now let's mix that with a mother. Let's get this
Lexapro and vodka shots. Let's go. Lexapro. 2024.
Some kind of Adderall. Get something going. I need something. I need some kind of cocktail that's going to make me run like a human. I've been raw dogging life. And I shouldn't.
You shouldn't.
No, because we know what... I'm left to my own devices. And these devices, they don't work too well. So I'm excited. I'm excited for this year. I want to, instead of talking about like what we're all going to do,
mm-hmm.
I want to make goals for us.
Goals, yeah.
It's a podcast and for us as friends, like mm-hmm. things to do.
Things to...
Italy...
Yeah, are you coming?
I got $20,000 of debt first.
Oh, true. Yeah, we're not.
Let me pay him that.
He's not coming.
You know, I got shit like that to do, but like we'll see.
Should we do our segments?
Yeah, don't you?
Should we introduce the new segment I thought of first?
Yes, go ahead.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, bop-a-dop-a-doo-bow, boop-bop-a-bow. I want us to be more trendy.
Mac wants us to show up in the search.
We need to stop talking about our fucking selves. And start talking about the girls out there in the world that need some, like, flowers, that need some, like I say, a shot, because you're a bartender and we talk about drinking a lot. So I want us to do a segment.
We're about to be sober.
We're about to be sober. And we're like, yeah. I would, maybe in the future we'll do this with a shot, but not anytime soon.
If we get an absolute brand, a Stoli sponsorship.
A Stoli sponsorship.
We should.
Stoli tried to sponsor me. We'll talk about that
oh,
later.
Oh, yeah, girl. Remember we'll talk you got into a beef. Later.
Yeah.
Never mind.
I got beef with Stoli, girl.
Okay.
But basically, yeah, I want to be like, who deserves a shot? Both, I was going to call you Jake. Both Mike and I.
Mm-hmm. He's sucking my dick now, Jake.
Exactly.
Okay, go on.
Both Mike and I are going to shout out someone in pop culture who's on the center of people's minds and conversations who we think deserves a shot every single week. So, you know, get that SEO up. Get those tags in.
There's no reason
maybe
why we shouldn't.
Make a quick little ticky-tocky.
Can
you know
I say,
what I mean?
Like, there's no reason why we shouldn't. You've been viral on, like, Smosh how many times now?
More than I count. Let me count.
Why is it your... Like, let's get it going, says.
Let's get it going. Get
what we
let's do
Smosh
messy
out
pod
here.
It's the Messy Pod Smosh collaboration, honestly, right?
Yeah, but because they don't want me. They don't want me. Are you kidding me? I'm a liability.
Yeah, probably.
Remember when you pitched us to do a thing together and they literally said no to me?
That wasn't them. That was, what was that?
There was a,
So Yummy.
Yeah.
And they were like, yeah, he's too, like, raunchy for us or something. They subscribed you as too, like, raunchy or some shit. I was like, oop.
Yeah. And then you know what I did? I started reacting to their videos.
But yeah, basically, who do you think deserves a shot this week, Mike?
Who do I think?
Yes.
I know you want me to say Housewives.
You're not going to say Housewives?
I'm not going to say Housewives. We're gonna
Housewives?
We got to talk about that separate.
That's separate? Not,
that's
our own thing?
Because there's not one person that deserves a shot there. I want to say Gypsy Rose.
You're going to say Gypsy? Okay.
Or were you going to say Gypsy Rose?
I was going to say Gypsy Rose. Go ahead.
Never mind. No. Never mind. Reintroduce the idea.
We do? Okay. So who do you think deserves a shot this week, Mike?
Oh, my God. I was dying to talk about the Housewives. Monica, Heather, all of you bitches.
Monica, Heather, they, well, we were specifically right now, this week, in that cast.
Heather Gay showed up to receipts, proof, timeline, screenshots, fucking everything.
Do you want to explain to the girls what happened in the
final
episode?
So,
of Real Housewives of Salt Lake City. I never watched the show, but I've heard what happened too.
I had the balls to make an entire video on my YouTube channel doing Housewives trivia. The girls really let me know to shut the fuck up. the girls really let me know. Mike, we don't care, but they do. But they do, and I'm mad about this because look, Housewives, huge deal across the internet, girls. Get on board. This is ridiculous. And they all screaming at me, but like, we're not going to watch this thing. Like, they all fucking watch Bar Rescue. Y'all fucking clamoring to John Taffer's big ass. Where? When was the last time you watched Spike? Bullshit.
Does Why Spike still exist?
I don't know. Paramount Plus.
Oh, yeah, true. It turned to Paramount Plus. It turned to Paramount Channel, right?
But guess what? I'm also on that bitch. Y'all don't even watch my shit. This is bullshit. Anyway, Housewives Salt Lake City. What happened was there's a new cast member causing a lot of drama this year.
Monica.
Young, vivacious woman. And then they were all in Bermuda to celebrate her birthday. Well,
Heather, it was her birthday they were there for?
Her birthday they were there for.
So did that all on her birthday?
On her birthday dinner.
That is... Andy Cohen, you are forever in your bag.
No. So the right. Drama, they all had a dinner planned. The Bermuda, and they played a game called the Bermuda Triangle.
Yeah.
So they said, Monica, I always thought I knew who you were, but now I know who you really are.
Now you know the real truth.
And then it goes 8 hours earlier, dramatic music. They all meet on a beach. This Pretty Little Liars moment. Like, they're all meeting on a beach, wind blowing, dun 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 dun, music. And they go, guys, I've revealed that Monica is actually Reality Von Trees. Yeah, Reality Von Tees.
Tees? Trees.
We've all had our Reality Von Tees moment. We all have a little bit of Reality Von Tees in us.
Really?
Remember in middle school?
Sure.
When you were like that girl?
Okay. And yeah, you know.
No, but like when you were like finding info and you were texting it to all your friends and like you would expose.
Yeah, because I had a phone in the middle.
Everybody being everyone who loves to expose. Everyone who's like sitting here thinking this bullshit, if you like to expose people on the internet, Reality Von Teese. Because what Reality Von Teese would do was find information about the housewives and publicly expose it, like about their marriages, their taxes.
Ooh.
Like their real deep shit. They're the ones who got Jen Shah. Arrested? Sent to jail.
Sent to jail.
Because they Monica used to work for Jen Shah.
Why did Jen Shah get sent to jail?
She was, you know, the scammers that do the phone things that would rip off old people, like scam them. It would like scam them. I don't know.
It was a telemarketer. She was part of that.
That was her. That was Jen Shah.
That's how she got her bag.
That's how she got her bag. Off the back of them old ladies.
It was just like tax fraud.
No, mama.
Oh,
she
full
was
out scamming.
Their tour bus when they were going on a trip was literally attacked by the Secret Service to get her. And she found out right before and like fled the scene. She was like, I gotta go. My husband's sick. And then all of a sudden they got attacked by Secret Service. Being like, where's Jen Shah? Bitch, watch Housewives. Watch it with me. I'm telling you, it's everything.
That's messy.
And then she stayed on the show.
That is messy.
She stayed on the show for a whole year, screaming about how she was not guilty, and then pled guilty.
And then went to jail. Jesus.
Pled guilty.
Okay, and so Monica.
So Monica was an informant for Jen Shah publicly, mm-hmm. but she also was part of a group of people that had this exposing account that was coming after them for years, all of them. So Heather Gay. Her hairdresser was also part
of
this account.
Her last name's Gay.
Gay.
Love it.
Heather Gay.
Okay.
Heather Gay, her hairdresser was also apparently part of Reality Von Teese, used to be best friends with Monica,
mm-hmm.
and came forward and sent screenshots of proof of Monica being part of Reality Von Teese, saying how she was going to apply for the show, get on the show, befriend these women.
And then take all the information.
And like, I don't know, just
send them all to jail.
I don't know. But now imagine you're at. In Bermuda, celebrating someone's birthday and find out that they are the secret account that's
been
blowing
harassing
up,
you
harassing you
for years.
All of them, a group, they're each single one of them about their relationships, their taxes, everything under the sun. And you're sitting there celebrating this person's birthday.
In Bermuda. Jesus. That's insane.
And then she came at her, because Monica's the one that originally said that. Monica's like, no, I find all the proof. I have receipts, proof, timeline, screenshots. And Heather's like, that's so funny because I have your perfect formula. Receipts, proof, timeline, screenshot. It was like, it was cinema.
Okay, cinema. Jesus Christ. Yeah, I saw the scene and I was like, girl, why are they screaming? And like, it's screaming, it's all windy and all that stuff, and you see the producers in the background scrambling.
Scrambling.
And I was like, oh Jesus, and this is reality TV.
You know what
mama.
Gets me mad? What? The producers filming the season did Lohan Beach Club. Where was that work?
You should have been the bartender in the background. Just holding the drinks on a platter.
I could. I have. I've been on Bravo. So here's the thing. You wonder what I think happened?
Mm-hmm.
I think. Because Bravo's been like a lull for a few years.
Mm-hmm.
I think. Everybody saw what happened with Vanderpump Rules.
What happened with Vanderpump Rules? I don't watch Bravo.
The whole thing about Tom Sandoval, Scandoval.
Yes.
They all saw what happened with Scandoval, and they all decided to clock in. They saw what could happen. And they all taking advantage of it. Look, we got Kyle Richards is now a lesbian on Ozempic. Okay.
I don't know what the fuck that is. But okay.
Everyone's clocking in. Bravo.
A lesbian on Ozempic is going to be my first EP title, honestly.
That is lesbian on Ozempic. Yeah. It doesn't get more
that
gay.
That sounds like a Lana Ray song.
thank you. Anyway. That's it. That's who deserves a shot. And by Heather Gay, you did your research. You clocked in for work. All you bitches, thank you for serving it up. I haven't been fed like that in a minute. And that's it.
That's your shot. Well, my shot goes to the one and only icon of, who's probably going to be the icon of 2024, in my opinion.
These motherfuckers ain't stopping
the one and only Gypsy Rose Blanchard has been released from prison after 7 years.
Is that all it takes? Like, damn, I'll kill my mom too.
Don't say that. Your mom is so great. Wait, take that back. Right now, she's listening.
3 million likes. 3 million.
She has like 6.5 million followers on Instagram.
First of
now.
All, my mom's not listening, but my grandmother is. My grandmother's probably like, yeah, kill that bitch. Hi, Nini. My Nini listens.
Oh my God. Yeah. She'll give you the arsenic herself. But Gisele Blanchard, if you guys don't know, there's an entire show about her called The Act on Hulu, where she was basically trapped and abused by her mother for years since she was a child.
Yeah.
And then her and her like online boyfriend at the time came up with a plot to like kill her mother so she can escape. Her boyfriend at the time is still in prison for life, but then she got released after
Let
7 years.
Let me tell you what this iconic queen did.
What?
This iconic queen, her pussy is so good that she convinced a man to kill her mom for her so that she would only get accessory. He goes to jail for his life. She only goes for a little bit, gets out, famous, while in jail, finds a new man, married.
Finds a new man. She is married. She's married now.
That bitch had one man driven insane for her and the other one married. Meanwhile, I'm out here. What the hell? What is my excuse? I'm supposed to be great cat. Like, what? Am I that damaged?
Am I that fucked? Back to you.
Yes. Meanwhile, we have one person in the chat and they only want to talk to Jake.
Welcome to Messy. Welcome to Messy. But honestly, I mean, like, for her to, like, be trapped her entire life and then go straight to prison right afterwards, yeah. You know, she deserves some freedom, you know? I hope she experiences something. She never had a teenage life, and now she went from basically being treated like a child to being a full-grown adult in a matter of, you know, a second. So,
do you think there's going to be a scandal?
I mean, with all the attention and press around her,
yes.
But there's like, probably going to be, they're probably going to come up with shit. They're probably going to never like leave her alone.
Yeah,
everything she does is going to be like under a magnifying glass, yeah, basically.
But,
and I feel bad for her for that reason too, a little bit.
But she has a get out of jail free card. See what I just did? See what I just did? See what I just did? That was great.
Shut up.
You know what? You know she could be like, "Oh, did I do something bad? Are you guys shocked that the girl who killed her mom did something bad?" Oh no. What are you going to get her on? What are you going to be like, "Oh my God, Gypsy Rose said something racist." She goes, "I fucking killed my mom." Like, the fuck you can't. Yeah.
Like, literally, I mean, when people were like, I guess people were like judging her husband because they're like, they didn't like the way he looked. And then she was like, "You know what? Ignore them. You give me that fire dick anyways." And everyone was like, "Oh my God." I'm like, yeah. Did y'all expect her to be this like innocent girl?
The title of the podcast. The title of the podcast, Gypsy Rose and the Pussy to Murder For.
Gypsy Rose and her murder pussy. No.
And her murderous pussy. No. Yeah, Mac, Mac, we're already not making money! Mac! Gypsy Rose and her murderous pussy.
And her murderous
That's
pussy.
A book. That's a
murderous pussy Blanchard.
We got options. We have options. This is amazing. This, I'm being so...
But I think, yeah, she deserves a shot. I mean, for like weeks, months, there was like a countdown on TikTok of like when she was being released. People were like, yeah, these motherfuckers ain't stopping me. These motherfuckers ain't stopping me.
I loved it. I loved it. I loved it. And I love that everyone's rallying behind her because she does deserve it.
She deserves. Yeah,
This was an option like, you know, like where like, yeah, what she did was like to never come to that. However, we get it, girl. We get it. You know what? You were wrong, but we get it.
Yeah, murder isn't good. I mean, she's even advocating that murder isn't good. She made a bad decision, but, you know.
Her PR team is amazing.
Yeah.
You know, there literally hasn't been the only thing that has better PR is HIV.
Stop. We're not going down that alley.
I forgot.
That was last episode, literally.
I forgot. That was a serious episode.
That was very serious.
Sorry, I was going through it.
Should I do gay agenda?
Gay agenda. Okay. Mac is now Joan Rivers. Gay agenda.
Gay agenda.
Yeah, go ahead for it.
3, 2, 1. Gay agenda with Max. Oh, we gotta fucking talk about it.
Speaking of pussies,
we gotta
to kill
fucking
for.
Talk about it. Pussy. We gotta fucking. Speaking of bussies, to I guess get under fucking government scrutiny for.
Yeah, I need some clarification because apparently what I thought was going on was not what was going on.
What do you think happened before I tell you?
I thought the one in the Senate was the top.
No, they're not in the Senate. Neither of them are. They're like...
Wait, they were just random people that were fucking in the room?
They're... Okay. Gay Agenda with Mac. Okay. Basically, two employees for senators. Oh. I think one of them was an employee for a senator. Another one was like a foreign exchange employee from like Germany or something. Decided to fuck in the Senate hearing room.
Amazing.
In Washington, D.C.
Basically. Why? Where's that hookup time?
I know. Where's that story?
Where's that story?
Where's that voice memo? We want to hear you, girl.
We got cum jars. We got loads deep. 74 loads deep.
We got pretending to be dead on the floor while someone is like pretending to choke you out or some shit. You remember that?
Yep. We got a scat. We got a bunch of shit.
And all that shit. We don't got fucking in the center room. But like that makes me feel like, well, first of all, ill. First of all, that's weird.
Is it?
I find it weird.
But at the same time,
he posted on his close friends. And the fact that you were comfortable enough to post that on your close friends makes me think, what else is happening?
Wait,
in D.C.
He posted it on his close friends.
That's how people found out. Yeah, he was posting on his close friends. We're like, yeah, we're fucking in the Senate room. So it makes me feel like, what else are the girls doing there? Like, what else is happening
on Instagram? Okay. Mm-hmm. No.
Like, I'm not surprised. You got to think about it.
I'm thinking about it.
All that power and money, you really think they're not fucking? You really think these employees aren't, like, getting horny?
Oh, yeah, they are.
They're horny.
No, but this happens in business.
D.C. motherfuckers are horny. D.C.'s like the horniest city.
But this is happening
in the country.
This is happening in a bunch of businesses.
Mm-hmm.
My mom literally just had to fire somebody at her job because of
this. Yeah, literally. But also, a lot of these federal buildings do not have surveillance for the sake of like classification and all that shit. So like, you don't know what the fuck is happening in all those rooms when no one's in there. You know what I mean?
Would you do it?
Would I do it?
If you didn't, I mean, obviously it's not going to get posted. Like, if you had the opportunity, someone was like, let's fuck, I can get us in
a federal building? No, because all those federal buildings are so old. I feel like they smell like stale carpet. And I have a smell issue. I smell something stale, I can't get hard.
You're talking about,
you know what I mean?
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my God, you're talking to somebody who's fucked behind a dumpster.
See, I can't do that.
Oh.
If I smell a rotten banana.
Really?
I can't.
You're that
bougie? I can't perform. Yes.
Max Dick only works in well-perfumed areas.
Yes. Only work with Calvin Klein cologne scent.
So it was the younger one. It was the younger one that.
The bottom was he was a employee for a senator.
Ass up, shoes off.
Ass up, shoes off. On the desk. On whatever the fuck I was.
So here's my question. But did you see his statement afterwards?
No, he made a statement.
He made a statement being like, it's talking about like how he takes his job seriously and he is being persecuted for who he loves. I'm like, no, faggot. No.
No, girl.
You were dirty.
No, girl. You're being persecuted for being a dirty hoe.
Yes. And that's coming from us.
You're being persecuted for like, fucking what you shouldn't have, girl.
Exactly. Let's talk about it.
Like, we know public sex and cruising, that's a thing in the gay community. But, like, the time and place sometimes. In an alley, yes, that's cute. At the Eagle, yes, that's great. Senate hearing room?
Yes.
What the fuck?
You guys are, like, listen. I just got off a year of drug abuse and cruising like crazy, doing nuts things that I would be embarrassed of. Even on meth, I wouldn't have the balls to fucking a Senate house. Are you crazy?
Girl, Secret Service everywhere.
That is crazy. That is wild. That is wild. And then to have it out there, at least his face was turned around.
And that's that. But now his asshole and balls are like posted everywhere on like some like conservative website, you know?
So what is asshole and balls?
Yeah, that's also the part that pisses me off. He gave the conservatives some stupid ass ammo now. You know, he got caught.
So
I know
they have George Santos. So now we're even.
I forgot about that bitch for a second.
Good, honestly great.
Good.
His Z-Way interview was amazing. Did you see it?
Yes.
It was amazing.
I didn't finish it. I got like halfway through. The fact that he didn't know who Marsha P. Johnson was and he just tried to act like gloss over that entire conversation.
Wait, he didn't.
He was like, oh, she's honorable. Yeah, just move on. He didn't know who she was.
Okay.
He was very obvious he didn't know who she was. But
well, anyway.
Yes.
That's our gay agenda?
That's my gay agenda. A fucking twink decided that, you know, twinks just think they rule the world. They think they can go everywhere they want. That's the problem.
But here's
we need to rein in our twinks. That's the moral of the story. Rein in our twinks. You know, put a collar on your twink.
I have a question for you.
Put a little ringing collar on your twink. You know, when they're running off into a Senate hearing, you're like, where you going, girl? Why you going over there? Why you going over there, twink?
Question for you.
What?
Is Gypsy Rose Blanchard a twink? Is she technically a twink?
No.
Yes.
Why was she technically a twink?
I mean, if she was a man. she is the man.
She is the man.
She is the man. No, I think, yeah, I would refer her.
If she was, if Gypsy Rose Blanchard was a gay man.
Amanda Bynes. How did we get on her podcast?
I know. Didn't she just cancel it?
I don't know what's going on. I feel like all of us are just collectively like...
losing our mind?
Like we don't know what's happening. And we're like... But here's the thing. And it makes me sad. Like, we're all entertained by watching Amanda Bynes lose her mind.
Mm-hmm.
That kind of breaks my heart.
Yeah, it breaks my heart a lot. I mean, that's what happens to a lot of these.
It breaks my heart, but I'm also fully involved. Like, I'm fully here for it. Like, I'm waiting for the next update. I'm listening to that podcast.
How many episodes have there been?
I don't know. I'm not actually listening.
I hate you.
No. But also, you're a celebrity. You can't find somebody to do those eyebrows.
I am a natural girl. Okay.
Not you.
I thought you were Uranus! I was about to say, why are we attacking me now?
I'm talking about Amanda Bynes. You, if it's just a celebrity, you
but isn't she? You. Isn't her thing like she's like doing beauty? She went to like fashion school. Now she's like all about beauty and all that stuff, right?
I hope
she went to Fidum. Fidum, Fidum, you know Fidum.
What is this shaking? What are you trying to do? Is everybody brittle in the fashion industry?
Yes.
Okay.
Have you seen the Versace family? They fell apart after one after one gunshot, girl.
You know, if that family was black, that would be racist for you to say.
Very.
Crazy. That's crazy. Okay, I feel so bad. Jake is being so good. He's holding the thing for us because everyone's saying it's shaky. We got to stop hitting the table.
That's you.
Bitch, whose elbows are on the table? Nasty. Get your fucking elbows off the table. Damn. Elbow ass, bitch.
Okay.
Okay, so should we do Jake's awkward moment?
Yeah.
Let's go. Okay, I'm going to give you... Jake, come here.
Come here, Jake. It's time for Jake's awkward moment.
So I didn't watch the first premiere episode of Drag Race, but I did see RuPaul's look, and it was horrible. Listen. We don't need a sherbet popsicle walking down that runway at the start of a season. What was that? What on earth was that? Get out of here with that. And, like, everyone, all the judges at the table were like, oh, wow. Wow, so nice. No, it was not. They know it wasn't. Michelle should have been a friend. She should have been a friend. She should not have been a yes woman. She should have been a friend and said, stop right there. Turn around and go back. Put something else on. If it was green, she would have said something. She would have said something if it was green. That's it.
That was Jake's. He has something to say today.
Jake has felt a type of way. Holy shit, Jake. Good for you, boy.
I will say, I mean, we gotta give Miss RuPaul some sympathy. I mean, she has to host how many episodes of Drag Race?
Four different
Drag
seasons.
Race UK, Drag Race Down Under. You can't. Not every outfit's going to be a winner.
Jake said, show up, be a professional.
Show up, be a professional.
Jake really said.
So, no excuse.
Did you watch the new Drag Race?
Yes, I did. Did you?
I did not.
You did not?
I kind of don't watch Drag Race anymore.
Honestly, you can wait until next week because it's a split premiere. So the premiere is still happening.
But I don't watch Drag Race. I just watch The Pit Stop.
The Pit Stop?
Is that bad?
No, that's understandable. The Pit Stop is enjoyable.
I feel like the new trend, the new thing that the algorithm's like, nutting for, is podcasts. All them but ours.
Thanks.
No, but our reels and TikToks are doing well.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot. I'm not posting them on our TikTok page. I'm just posting them on my own page. And on
you said follow me.
No, I did. I sent them to everybody. I also do. I make it from all of us. Mm-hmm. I make it from you, me, and the messy podcast.
And the posts on my page too. Yeah.
Yeah. So there you guys go. We're doing reels now. Mm-hmm. The girls are doing reels.
The girls are reeling.
And they're good numbers. We have one that went like pretty viral.
Did we?
Yeah.
Which one?
Oh, the one that was like talking about when people come in you.
Oh yes, yes. Yeah, I remember
didn't
that.
Know yeah. that. Mm-hmm. Didn't know that. Didn't know that. I still don't. I still forget.
What, do you just go to sleep afterwards?
Yeah. Yeah. And I wake up in the morning being like,
wake in the morning and you're pregnant.
She got curls and she's burnt.
Oh my God.
Anyway, so what do you think about this season of Drag Race?
It is, I mean, it's only been episode one, so we'll fucking see what happens, girl.
The talent should look good.
Yeah, look good. These girls,
from what I saw on TikTok,
have some talent. Someone did some heel clacking. That was like the first time that actually happened on Drag Race. Because heel clacking is a very big thing in the drag community, I've noticed. All the drag shows.
How do you know?
I go to drag shows. I see the girls sometimes.
Oh, she's been to beaches once. Been to beaches.
She went to Abbey Brunch like two times. She's an ally now, okay? She's an ally. I understand. Of, I understand you, faggot.
That's a good segue. I wanna talk about goals for this year for us.
Okay.
I wanna start doing things together, like going to brunches, like you and
brunches?
I. You and I going to drag brunches.
You go to drag brunch? I haven't been to a drag brunch. I only been to one last year, and that was it.
That's what I'm saying. We can go to a good drag brunch. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna start bartending again.
Okay.
It's very difficult to find somebody that will hire me. I've come to learn that they don't like the fact that I have a bartending presence. After what's her name on TikTok has had a bunch of her people that didn't like, because she had a huge following, mm-hmm. She's a bartender. Everyone that didn't like her spammed their restaurant's Yelp, or like, not Yelp. Yelp. Yeah, Yelp. Yeah,
oh, really?
One star. Everyone who didn't like her is like, having a following is like not really
not
helpful
a thing.
Anymore. It's not like not helpful to get a job.
Yeah, there's a curse of being an influencer now. Thanks to TikTok. Thanks to you fucking TikTokers. I'm joking.
Yeah. No, yeah. But
yeah. I'm oh, not yeah, joking no, at yeah. the same time, though.
Y'all lowered our wages. Y'all lowered the brand deals.
Y'all oversaturated everything. Now we're all broke.
Yeah. Yeah. Lived that ass.
Everyone wanted to work from home. I was like, no one wants to work nowadays. That's the problem. Yeah. Nobody wants to work nowadays.
Get off your fucking ass.
And work. Ass,
but no, like work. It became. You know what it is? Honestly, it became too easy to be an influencer.
Yeah,
it became too easy.
It became too accessible. How dare you?
Yeah, get out of here. I look great.
Calm down. Someone asked the question: how do we submit stories for cocktails?
Oh, cocktails with cocktails.
Yes.
You email them.
Email us. Yeah. Messypod@gmail.com.
See, that's it. You submit to, and it could be written, it could be audio. I think we're going to skip it for today because we have a lot.
Yeah.
We're going to skip it for today.
We're skipping it today.
A lot of segments. It's been a treat. I don't want to force.
You don't want to force.
Getting some things. We've been getting some emails.
Mm-hmm.
But everything's been going good. Okay, so what? I want to go out more. I want to do brunches. Mm-hmm. I want to, it could be drag, it could be whatever. What's something that you want us to do or the podcast to do? Either or.
Us to do?
Us to do or like for the podcast, the goal.
Brunch more, yes. I would like you to come hang out with me over here more. Come down here.
And do what?
I don't know. Just hang, bitch. Do we have to do something?
Yes!
Do we
always- You don't understand. You don't understand. Mac will just invite over to sit. And I don't know what
That's
Gen
what I like
Z-
to do.
This is the Gen Z thing.
That's what I
like to do. Like, okay, what am I coming there for?
I don't know.
I gotta get ready.
You're not a gamer. That's the problem. If you were a gamer, you
I'll
understand.
I'll game with you.
We're gonna make you a gamer.
I'll gamer. I want us to do. I want us three. You, me, Jake, and maybe Roma to do like to start like a D&D quest. I feel like that'd be hysterical. Hysterical.
Would you like to be the DM of our D&D quest?
Can you guys? Would you guys watch me us for doing D&D?
No.
Imagine.
Please.
No, we're not. We're not doing that whole thing. But like, would you imagine how
say
funny?
Yes. Please say yes.
What would be your character on a D&D quest?
I don't even know. I'll probably just take the same character I did for Baldur's Gate 3, which I was a halfling named Wine.
A halfling?
See, this is why. We can't have this conversation, girl. We-
no, this is why.
We can't have this conversation. This I don't even know what a halfling is fully, bitch.
I'd be an ogre named Petunia. A what? I think
it's half human, half
okay, dwarf. I want to be an ogre dwarf named Petunia.
Let him be an ogre dwarf.
Why not?
Let him be an ogre dwarf.
I want to be an ogre dwarf named Petunia.
You know what? I want to be a pixie. Are there pixies in D&D, Jake? You don't think so? Well, there will be in our D&D. Okay, we're going to make up.
He just
said ogres are beasts. Do you understand? That was so.
We're live, Jake. We're live.
Like, yeah. There could be one watching right now.
Yes.
And you just, like, hurt their feelings.
Gypsy Rose will never be a guest on our podcast if you can talk this way.
Gypsy Rose will never be against him. You know, how expensive do you think Gypsy Rose Blanchard is right now?
Oh, that's like a, that's.
Is she allowed to be? What's the rule for felons?
Very, very hard.
Well, as a felon. As someone who also
as
murdered.
As somebody, I mean, I kind of look like a felon.
Don't we all? I mean, I would say me too, but I feel like that would go down some racist avenue. So, that,
do you hear how I got, did you see how I got quiet? No, some other things. I mean, I don't want to say the same old things we say every year, like get fucking what is this thing? A network.
A network, yeah.
We're not gonna get a network.
We're not gonna get a network. Give it I don't want to go. I'm done with that. I'm over that. I'm over the I'm idea. Tired of them.
We're not gonna get a network. When I'm not paying anyone. Paying. You. We get to talk about you. That is the payment.
We shout you out.
Yeah. And you know what? Though they come to this thing like, hey, you know this thing that you can like fully do yourselves. Well, for $3,000 a month, we'll do it for you. So basically, like, how lazy are you?
Basically, yeah.
Dead ass. But yeah, I mean, this.
It's hard. It's hard to make two self-made motherfuckers spend money to do shit that we can do our own themselves. Even if we're not doing it that great, yeah, bitch. It's out. Hi.
Hi. Like, we're doing.
We're here.
The thing is, we can do better. We're just like we do. The reason why it was like so, tempting was because like we're already doing a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like get off the plate. But like we're not making enough to be.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you are, but like, we're, I mean, even with me stealing from you, like, it's crazy. It's crazy.
Okay, what else?
What's something that you want? Like, I mean, I would love for this to continue being a thing. I love the live. I love this action. I think it's a fun little thing.
Yeah,
I would love us to get a voicemail.
I don't even know how to fucking set that up. We have to look into that.
And you know what that means? It's not going to happen. I would also love for there to be a soundboard.
A soundboard?
Soundboard.
A soundboard?
Like we could have Jake run the soundboard. A instead soundboard? Of holding the... Imagine like a soundboard.
Like, I don't know if I can trust Jake with that power.
Mac, you need to... Is there no trust in this relationship?
No.
You guys, they...
5 years, no trust.
Has it been 5 years? It's
been 5 years.
You know, okay, you know what else I want to talk about? Remember my accident when I totaled the car?
Mm-hmm.
Like 5 years ago. You know, in California, that shit stays on your record for 10 years.
Really? I don't know. I don't
my
drive.
My car insurance is $500 a month.
Because you got in a car wreck?
No, because I made an illegal left turn afterwards. Serious.
What?
I don't know. And all car insurance. And I know this is what the podcast is now. We're talking about insurance. All insurance is going up 30%.
Really?
Everyone's fucked right now.
Jesus.
And I can't even get out of my... I can't even give my car away. I don't want it anymore. But I'm in a lease. Stuck. And guess what? In order to have a lease, it's legally have to have car insurance. So like I can't... I am paying $1,000 a month right now. And I don't want to.
It's how, this is how... this. I know, yeah, very, it's right? Very, yeah, very cash 22 situation.
I can't get rid of my car. I can't give it back. I like, take it back. Take it back. I don't want it. No.
Take it back.
No. They're like,
here,
no, huh?
Take it. Here.
I don't want it. I don't want it. $1,000 a month to drive. I was watching Roseanne.
You know, maybe it's time to just perform some identity theft and just change who you are and then start anew. Girl, we're not talking about that right now, girl. You're saying words.
Okay, no, but guess what I am doing? Guess what I'm bringing back?
What? Sex?
I'm bringing back the video game OnlyFans.
Oh. We talked about this last night. Yes, we did. For those guys that don't know, you should do it shirtless, too. If you guys want to watch Mike video games naked.
No, I'm not going to be naked. I'm going to be playing dirty games. But also, like, I would love to react to, like, bad gay porn intros, and like I'm friends with those actors.
Mm-hmm.
Like I could have them. I can make like YouTube videos, like with gay porn stars. Yeah. And, like people, like that's how I collab. I'm not
okay,
gonna fuck
Davey
you on my
Davey Wavy.
Yeah, Davey, I got that pull. Why not?
That pull.
Like, but that'd be so. That'd be funny. Like I like do those kind of like I'm not naked, but those like X-rated videos on that kind of sense on a different platform, bitch. I gotta pay for insurance.
Mm-hmm.
I gotta pay for that. So you know what? Let's monetize these other people's pussies. In a comedic, fun way.
Someone said, time to fuck a senator, Mike.
Yay!
There you go. There you go.
The people I've been fucking are broke.
Ain't true.
Max, the richest person I fuck.
We have never fucked. Oh, God. Don't even put that out there in the world.
I was.
Don't even put that on a record.
Is there a fanfic? Remember when I think we tried to read one? There was a fanfic of you and I.
Yeah, but it was like weird.
But we tried to read it and we couldn't do it.
Yeah.
It was so bad. It was not that it was bad. We couldn't like. I had to go.
Uh-huh.
I had to go. It's also.
Like, I've never even seen Mike's dick and Mike has never seen mine.
You're also like a child.
But I know he imagines it every single day. I'm not a child.
You are a child.
I am like, what, 3 years younger than you?
No, Mac, no. You were 19 when I was like 25.
Yes.
That's 6 years younger than me. You are a child. You are literally like a little brother. That's why like I'm the one that's cool talking about the crazy shit I do. But the second you start doing it, I'm like, okay, calm down.
I can't be a circuit gay for a second.
No, you cannot.
I can't live my life.
No, you're in the age of circuit gay. I'm like aged out of it.
I tried to go to a circuit party for the New Year's Eve. I did it wrong. I took 3 shroom pills.
No, you don't get shrooms in a circuit party. Crazy. That's what
I learned that the hard way. We took 3 shroom pills. When we got there, my friend made us share a really powerful blunt. I was high on my mind on shrooms. Also, I pre-gamed with 151 rum, which is the rum you don't drink. You just burn on top of cocktails.
Yeah, I know what it is.
I drank that shit. So I'm already crossfaded. And I had the biggest panic attack in my life in the middle of that circuit party. Screaming to Jake, being like, I want to leave. Let's go. I don't want to be.
No, that's not the right. Because
I was on a mixture that was not vibing with me.
You want to know why? Because your high was opposite of everyone else's high.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like oh you can't enjoy yourself in that atmosphere. It's because when you're surrounded by a sea of people that are on different highs that don't mix, it's gonna trigger anxiety.
It freaked me the fuck out. I was like thinking I was gonna die.
Yes. Everyone probably seemed like because you want to know what you don't want when you're like shroom high vibing. Like that, you don't want
like,
that.
Couldn't hear a single thing. Avery was trying to talk to me. You were trying to talk to me. I was just like, yeah.
Yeah, no,
I want to get out of here.
Can't do it. I'm so sorry you went through that, baby. I'm so sorry.
It's okay. I learned the hard way. You know, I'm trying to experience life. That's what I'm doing this year, 2024, experience but without life. Drugs and alcohol.
Same.
You know?
Same. I'm on. I joined the Bumble for friends.
Okay.
I did.
That's how you do it.
I want to meet some friends that don't want to just like drink. And
yes. Kind of stuff. Finally, you know, LA is a big county. It's time to widen your horizons.
Fucking.
Calm down. Why are you obsessed with yourself?
Is it look like not natural? Anyway, where can people find you, Mac? Let's end.
How much time? Yeah, you can find me anywhere if you search Mac Does It. That is G-N-A-W. G-N-A-W. Where can people find you, Mike?
Find me everywhere if you go fuck yourself or if you search up at MikeMGTV.
Yes, and shout out to the person in front of my face for last time's word of the week, which I don't fucking know. It's been 4 weeks, bitch. Shut up. You can find this podcast anywhere if you search my podcast, Mrs. Y-P-O-D on Instagram or
Twitter.
X. Oh my God, it's called X. We shouldn't even shout out Twitter anymore. I feel like Twitter is dead. It's done.
It's done.
It's done.
It's done.
He killed it. It's over.
It's over. You can find us on
also on
YouTube, Instagram, or Messy Pod with Mac and Mike on TikTok.
Yes. You can also email us at messypod@gmail.com. Your cocktails with cocktails, your gay agenda ideas, or just anything you want. If you want to say hi,
and be sure to rate our podcast, it really does help us out for the audios. And you know what? If you're watching this on YouTube, you know what I found out what the algorithm loves? Click to watch the next video. Just click it. Even if you don't want to watch, just click it. Click to watch the next video.
Click to watch the next video. Yeah.
Click to watch it. Help a bitch out. Like this video and click to watch the next one. There you go. That's it.
Can y'all look at the natal charts for the pod? What's the natal charts, girl?
Well, we'll be looking that up, and maybe that'll be the next podcast.
On a Google, bitch. I don't know what the hell that means.
We'll be looking that up. I will be looking that up the second it's done. Oh, shit. People in the chat. We actually have people in the chat.
Oh, astrology?
No,
astrology. Astrology. Okay, but you've been douched.
We did that. We did that.
You did it?
We did that.
I didn't even.
We did that during the pandemic.
What? Douche?
Yeah.
No, the astrology charts. We did that for each other. We like literally did that. Go back and you'll find it.
Where is this going?
Bye.
Bye.